Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
I'm Ryan Recker, filling in for Mark Cox. Another hour here, and the weekend is near. Oh, is the weekend almost here? Go get my Jiffy and go watch a documentary of Mandela's death in prison. Okay. And what are the other ones?
Oh, Fruit Loops, misspelling. People think it's fruit, the word fruit. It's actually F-R-O-O-T. There's all little ones like the Monopoly Man has a monocle. He doesn't.
Yep.
What? Stuff like that.
You didn't. Right, okay. Well, I'm going to go have to double check all these things now as my everything I knew in life has now been turned upside down. So anyone that may just be tuning in now, you are some lucky, lucky people. We have not given away the AC/DC tickets. So it's your last chance this week to win them on the Mark Cox Morning Show. It'll happen sometime this hour. The Queen of Hearts drawing. Looking forward to getting that out this hour, too. I think we'll do that in the next 10 minutes or so. There's so much that's going on, and there was a follow-up to that story on Fox 2. Mayor Spencer reacts to Fox 2 report on broken sirens. And I wanted to, again, compliment Fox 2 for, A, doing this story. This is real journalism because this impacts people's lives when there's an emergency and these sirens don't go off. We saw all the problems with the emergency alert when it came to the tornadoes earlier this year. So this is the role journalists should hold inside of a city, because when people's lives are at stake, I mean, this is serious stuff, and this is still not fixed. I'm so glad they did this. And Mayor Spencer responding to the investigation, acknowledging her own frustrations, pointing out some success, the city's response, and disclosed a short-term plan to fill the gaps. Part of the reason why it's taking so long, and I share frustration, is that we wanted to not just do a one-off fix for some sirens. We wanted to do the full system. I don't know if I accept that answer. I know that it's hard to get anything done in government in 6 months, but when you're talking about something like this, I think 6 months is enough time to get it fixed. You should have had it done by now. How hard is it to change a siren, honestly? I mean, if it's a, I know it's part of the infrastructure and the system that goes into it, but if I were in the position to be able to look at all public documents and get a better understanding of it, I would want to see an itemized detail of the work you've done in the last 6 months. And I'm guessing it's embarrassing. If I had to bet my money on one side, it's probably not enough to satisfy what people would have expected a government to do to react to such a dire need. So good for Fox 2 for doing that. Still keeping up with it. What do you think the odds are next test next month they'll be working? Do you think with a little bit of pressure that could have some sort of reaction?
I don't know. I'm a little skeptical. It's been this long. It should have been done already. I mean, there could have been another tornado. I mean, the chances are remote, but there could have been one. And then there would have been hell to pay if the sirens didn't go off.
There could have been anything. I feel your pain. Remind me of Bill Clinton a little bit. I feel your pain with the sirens, St. Louis. maybe just a little. There's so many other local stories I want to get to, but first, let's do the shortlist.
The Mark Cox Shortlist, presented by Rhino Shield.
This really was, as some people say, the Seinfeld shutdown. It's a shutdown about nothing. There was no fight. There was no skirmish between the parties. But then Chuck Schumer decided to throw a big wrench in the middle of the machine because he wanted to show a fight against President Trump because he needs political cover against the rising radicals in his party.
So let's go back and look at what happened over the summer. You had the big, beautiful bill that put certain provisions in when it came to qualifications for Medicare, Medicaid, and also verifications. And you wait, months. And this was strategic, as it's looking, by Chuck Schumer and the Democrats to say, this is where we're going to make our stand. We're going to shut the government down. And because of these political differences that they found with the big, beautiful bill, now people aren't finding the SNAP benefits are showing up when they said they should, even though it'll eventually get there. Air traffic controllers aren't getting paid, and now they're cutting flights. That's where we're at right now, because they thought this was the moment to stand because you hate the big, beautiful bill. That's on the Democrats.
Everybody will be able to get this drug, and it is going to, it's going to change. We will lose, the American public, because of this agreement, will lose 125 million pounds by this time next year. Well, it is going to have dramatic effects on human health in this country.
Yeah, I mean, losing weight will have dramatic effects. I don't know what else it'll bring with it. I'm not going to find myself injecting it. Even if I went to the doctor and they said, hey, you can get this stuff now. Well, it's just covered. It's free. I still don't think I would take it. And I, what category am I in? Hold on. I got to look from yesterday. Am I in the small or mid fat range? I can't remember.
If you're XL to double XL, you're probably small fat.
Okay. Do you think, I'm not XL, but like, let's say, for example, you go into the doctor and they have like a little notepad and they're like checking off, okay, are you mid fats? Okay, no, small fat. What size shirt do you wear? Do you think that's the terminology your doctor's going to use to determine if they're going to prescribe this medicine?
And they are announcing today a new model, a brand new model aimed at getting to the vulnerable populations amongst us, these medications. The forgotten man will be able to afford these drugs now. Governors will be thanking President Trump. They should be calling directly, sir, because they're going to be able to afford Medicaid next year.
Well, that, I don't know about afford Medicaid next year. I don't know about that. But what I will say is it automatically puts that one South Park episode out, that mini movie they did about the Ozempic and them organizing heists in order to find it. That movie is already outdated.
Funding this terrorist organization from narco-terrorist activity in Venezuela threatens America's interests in the Mideast. So I am hoping that the body will understand that what President Trump is doing is not only lawful, but necessary.
Okay. Lawful and necessary. I don't know how that is going to play out in the courts, honestly, when you start making those arguments. Yeah, it's a tough argument, but I would say the results are something everyone wants. Destroy any drugs coming into this country before it gets here. I would say that would be the justification in the way that you're acting. And now it's saying you're taking out terrorists. I mean, there is an argument to be made there, but legality speaking, torpedoing and, you know, throwing missiles at boats that are carrying this stuff, the means of how you're doing it is an interesting way to do it. I share your frustration, as Mayor Spencer would say. So there's so many other things that are happening right now in the city of St. Louis. There's a new sports bar coming. It's called the Sports Bra. It's a family friendly establishment off Manchester in Maplewood that will just show on their TVs female sports. So WNBA, things like that. You going to find yourself going to that, Scott?
Well, I'm not sure that they won't show any other sports. It's just going to be the focus of the bar.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Is there such a thing as female horse racing?
Well,
all the jockeys are women?
They don't have that. But there are female jockeys. It's actually one of the few sports, or the only sport, that men and women compete against each other on a kind of an equal playing field.
Yeah. I could see that.
Yeah.
How common is it to find a female jockey when in horse racing?
Right now, I can't think of any, but there have been years when there have been more than one, two or three nationally that are actually quite good.
Yeah. Well, listen, horse racing's just not progressive enough. I mean, we're gonna have to work and bring those numbers up because we need equality in that sense. I'm just joking, of course. So you won't find it at the sports bra, apparently, but is this a type of establishment that would appeal to you? Do you think that type of niche, that gimmick would work?
To me?
Yeah.
No.
No.
I mean, it's fine. Other people want to go to it. It just probably wouldn't be my cup of tea.
Yeah. Volleyball, women's sports, things like that. Like, let's just say, okay.
Well, I mean, I'm opposed to watching a little women's volleyball here and there, so.
Okay, this is what I was going to say without trying to sound like a creep. Let's say it's a bunch of college dudes, and there's, like, you know, beach volleyball on ESPN, and they're like, let's go watch the beers, drink there, and watch the volleyball. You know what they're there to look at.
Sure.
Is that weird? Wouldn't that be creepy? Wouldn't you attract some creeps?
Maybe
because of that?
Maybe it will. I don't know.
And don't you feel a little bit uncomfortable? You're like, oh, I'm going to watch the latest WNBA news. I want to see how Sophie Cunningham is doing. No, it's a bunch of college dudes broing it out watching beach volleyball with the girls in the bikinis. Is that, and you know what? The businesses will be like, whatever, man, we need to make some money because things aren't going well. We'll take it wherever we can get it at this point. All right, so we have AC/DC tickets to give away, and we have the Queen of Hearts drawing happening. We'll announce that coming up after the break, too. AC/DC, sometime before we end the show today, because we haven't given those tickets out. They're coming to the Dome next year, thanks to Live Nation with the tickets. We're going to continue on, and oh boy, whoever wins that, that's going to be a great way to start your weekend. 97.1.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
FM Talk. St. Louis Backstopper is a fantastic organization, as you know. Guns N' Hoses was a fantastic event, and we have the Queen of Hearts to announce. Here it is. The card is 2 of Hearts. Slot number is 4. Ticket number 2978. 877-220. There you go. Two of Hearts, slot four. It's up on the video screen, too, if you're watching us on Facebook or YouTube. And there you go. Good luck to you. And continue to support Backstoppers, Guns N' Hoses, one of the great, great, great organizations here in St. Louis. Okay? You know, we have some other things to take care of this hour. We only got a couple of minutes. Can I tell you what I hate when I hear stories about squatters? It gets me so worked up, Scott, whenever one of these headlines pop up, the squatter headlines. And there's another one in South St. Louis, an alleged squatter that is at a home in Tower Grove South, been there for months. Apparently, the neighbors say the person that lived there, the neighbor, passed away. House was vacant. Man started showing up. They don't know if he's should be there or not, but he does weird things like strip naked in the yard. And a lot of people are wondering, it appears there's no electricity. It appears the front door is broken. No one could tell if it's a rental property or not, but the neighbors are like, this is bad news. This looks like a classic squatter situation. And that gets me so worked up to think that we let these things go on for as long as they do. What a nightmare for some homeowners, honestly, to have to live close to that. And, you know, it's bad enough. You hear these stories about people camping out in public places or living in alleyways or, you know, throwing parties or starting fires inside of these homes because there's no electricity and they want to stay warm or while they're doing their meth or whatever it is. It's terrible.
It is a nightmare for the neighbors. And the laws are so different in every state on squatting. But most of them allow, you know, once somebody is there for 30 days, for example, they have to be officially evicted, which takes a long time in some cases.
Yeah.
It's a pain. It's a big pain.
Oh, yeah. Huge pain. And if you're living next door to that, you don't know what you're going to encounter, especially if you have kids, like this example, where he strips nude and there's kids in the neighborhood, things like that. The danger side of it, you don't know if they're on drugs, if they are on drugs, what kind of drugs, and how they'll act while on those drugs. And the safety side, how many times have you heard the story of houses burning down and they're like, oh, there's homeless people were living there and, you know, that they started the fire and it just got out of control. That happens a lot. And you walk by some of these homes, they're derelict. It looks like they're abandoned. And when you have a lot of brush, it hides a lot of things because the windows may be broken. So you don't get to see what's going on in there. It's bad news. And we just had not that long ago a firefighter that died in downtown St. Louis because you have these homeless people living in these abandoned buildings that catch on fire. Mm-hmm. And they show up and they try to put this fire out. The building's in no shape for any human to be inside. And especially when you have structural issues based on the fire that's happening, it's very dangerous for rescue crews to go in there because they don't know if there's someone else in there and they're trained to try to find people. And the firefighters end up dying because of this. It's a very serious issue.
There are some states that are moving toward criminalizing squatting. Actually, Florida has already done it. It was the first state to criminalize it. I mean, there's two sides to this. I can imagine if you're a homeless person, some sort of shelter looks pretty good, but obviously it causes a lot of problems for the neighbors and surrounding areas. So
yeah,
that.
I think so. If I were to look at the flip side of this, okay, and I try to look at the other side, the way the law would protect a person, like let's say you are a legitimate renter of a place, and the landlord says, "Well, we'll just call you a squatter, so we'll just circumvent the eviction process because I'll just declare you a squatter, and then you'll be kicked out immediately." So how would you be able to stop something like that if there were no repercussion to protect? Maybe people that have a binding contract or even a verbal contract that have a permission to be there when the person says you don't. So I understand there has to be some sort of legal way to do it. But at the same time, remember the stories about people that go on vacation for like a week or two and they come back and someone broke in and they said, no, I just live here. And the police will be like, well, you got to take it to the court. take it to the court.
Some of these things just have, there's no common sense involved. I mean, that's absurd that you go away on vacation, someone breaks into your house, and then you have to evict them. You have to go through a court process to evict the intruder. That's ridiculous.
Yep. You know, this happened on The Simpsons. You remember that instance where the carnies took over the Simpson home? And Homer and Bart, as they were working as carnies, they had to figure out a way to trick who was played by the guy that played Ernest, the Varney. He was the main carny. So they said, this is what we'll do. We'll sign the house over to you. It'll be yours, free and clear. But it's ours if I can throw this hula hoop over the chimney stack. And they're like, for reals? You'll do that? Okay. So he comes out of the house, and there's Homer trying to test with the wind. He's aiming. He's trying to get it ready. He goes, one, two, and then says, now. And then they run in the house, and they take the house back. They out-carny the carny. So maybe there has to be some of that with the squatters. Out-squat the squatters. You're listening to the Mark Cox Morning Show, 97.1 FM Talk. Whoa. What's this song? This reminds me of a band we have tickets to go see. This song sounds oddly familiar, like they're going to be at the Dome on September 8th of next year. And that Live Nation provided us a pair of tickets to give away to go see AC/DC. How about we give those tickets away now? What a great opportunity to do this, Ethan, because we were waiting to give those AC/DC tickets away, and what a coincidence. They just happened to play
like
the song right
fate.
Now.
Fate. Happened.
All right, caller number 8 wins them, 314-241-9797, 800-455-9797. Pair of tickets yours if you're calling number 8. Good luck to you. Be nice to James. Because he's the one answering the calls back there. And I know there's a huge demand for this because it's such a huge show. I would argue as big as a Taylor Swift show. I would argue that. That's a big boy one. All right. No, it's not. But it's claws.
Maybe back in the day at their peak, maybe. But
yeah. I mean, they filled up. I mean, I've seen some of the live performances, Barcelona or whatever. There's yeah, what was the right. big one they had? Was it Barcelona?
I think so.
They were big boys, and they still are. They still draw a crowd, so good luck to you. And this was our last chance to give it away this week, so whoever's winning these, they're going to be happy, happy, happy. I saw this one story. KSDK did a write-up, but a lot of people are now saying the flights, the pressure of flights, reductions and not knowing what's going to happen. They're just saying, you know what I'll do? I'll just take a bus. I'll just take a train to my next destination. The uncertainty of air travel already pushing some to rethink things. Caroline Springer, returning from Chicago, noted the train is becoming a welcome option instead of always hopping on a plane. I've always wanted to do a cross-country train vacation, get like a nice... Because I've only seen trains that are just basically, here's your seats, and that's it. Like, you're in a cabin full of a bunch of other people. It is basically a bus on metal wheels and interconnected to each other, so you can walk around a little bit if you want to. But I've gone to YouTube, and I've watched some of these different, like, sleeper trains where they have the actual rooms you can sit in.
Yeah.
Like, there's bathrooms there, bathrooms that double as showers. There's beds. There's nice accommodations. People travel, and you got the window right there, and you can just see America wheel by you. I mean, that to me sounds appealing. If I could take a train ride from here to, let's say, Alaska, that would be like a memory in the making. That would be a lifetime experience. I would like to try that sometime. But if someone said, you know, you're going to have to go see the in-laws, so we're going to put you on a bus instead of a flight, and it's going to take 8 times longer for you to get down there, to the in-laws, I'll say, forget about it. Oh, please. I'm not doing it. I'm just staying home. That's exactly. I would just say, oh, please. I guess I'm eating Chinese food for Thanksgiving this year. Yeah, I'm not doing that. Do you have any other drops that would be appropriate?
No. I think that's it.
No? All right. I guess I'm going to stay home and listen to AC/DC or whatever, but I'm saying I'm not hopping on a bus, and I'm not taking my family and my complainers, which, you know, the kids, on a bus where all they do is complain. I gotta go to the bathroom. I gotta get up and do this. My iPad died. You hear that for 8 hours. No thanks. I'm hungry. Can I get a snack? This smells weird. This person won't stop looking at me. That's my kids for 8 hours. I'll just stay home and lay on the couch. Thank you. I don't mind if I have to sacrifice the turkey. So good luck to anyone that may be traveling. And part of it, too, with the flights cuts and sending many trains and buses, we're looking at, it says, the flight reductions, 40 major airports starting today. And originally they said air traffic must be reduced by 4% by 6 a.m. So by now, you're probably seeing it. I wondered if we'll even notice a difference, because sometimes you look up and you'll see the planes flying to Lambert in and out, and you'll think, okay, you know, they're right on track. You know, I'm used to seeing that one. I wonder if it'll be a noticeable difference or not. I wonder if they're able to use their computers and their algorithms to make the disruption as little as possible. All those flights where there's no one on them, you're just alone and, you know, it's like half full. I wonder if those are the ones they're like, okay, we're going to cut those and we'll just force them on the next one to jam the next one as much as possible. And the hardest part for these airline companies might not be the less flights. It might be trying to traffic where the planes are going to be, because they need to have them in certain spots in order to keep everything else going. Like, they, if they're relying on a plane to be in this one location and that flight gets cut, okay, now how's that impact the entire network? That's the stuff that I think they're going to have the hardest time trying to maneuver around. Affected airports: Atlanta, Charlotte, Denver, Dallas, Orlando, Los Angeles, Miami, San Francisco, some of the biggest cities, New York, Houston, Chicago. Multiple airports will be affected. Like they mentioned here in St. Louis, of course, when you have connecting flights to all of those spots, then yes, you're going to be impacted there. Do you know if we have a winner yet? Maybe we can announce it if we do, Ethan. If not,
I have not received the name yet.
All right, I just got a
message.
We do have
a winner. I just don't have the name yet.
Yep. Okay, I got a message from Drew. He said 6-7. Oh, true. He's not even working today. Trying to pass that 6-7 choke on to me. It's not dead yet, is it? I'm trying, man. I'm trying my best. So, looks like we're getting that winner now. If you are going into this weekend and you don't know what's going to happen for Thanksgiving, I truly keep thinking about what Shannon Bream said yesterday, which was all the other shutdowns, they got serious after the air traffic started slowing down. So maybe it's time for them to get serious. The election's behind them. If they're waiting for this midterm election or the special election that just happened, that could be a part of it. And if they are going to get this, then maybe the disruptions will be short term. We'll be back to normal by the end of next week. I'm hoping it doesn't carry to Thanksgiving. I have some people I'm working with. He's taking his family to Disney in about a month in December. And he said, I don't even want to think about what's going to happen if I have to cancel my vacation. I said, did you buy vacation insurance? This would be like the one time it would be worth buying vacation insurance. He said, no.
Said, yeah, but did he book that before all this started happening? You know what I mean?
Well,
so he didn't have a reason to buy it. You know, there was no reason thinking.
Do you think it's still possible to buy the insurance? You can buy them from other people, like after the fact. There's people that sell travel insurance. And you don't have to get it straight through your airline. Your airline definitely offers it, but you can get some after. Because, you know, the airline only covers the flight. It doesn't necessarily cover everything else that comes with the vacation, like, oh, I don't know, unused Disney tickets that are forever expensive.
Exactly.
All right, so I saw James pop in. Do we have a winner?
We do. His name is Rich. And James said he was from Fredrickson.
Okay. Gotcha. Where's that at?
I don't know.
I'm going to have to look that up.
Well, me and James were both, well, I'm not sure where that's at.
Doesn't matter. If it's within earshot of the radio signal, he'll drive in and he'll enjoy it. And what a great way to start the weekend. You're going to be telling, listen, Rich, if you're listening, you're going to be telling all your friends, you're not going to believe it. I won tickets to see AC/DC in St. Louis next summer. And they're going to say, are you kidding me? The tickets, wait, how did you even get those? I got a hookup.
The
hookup's 97.1. And thanks to Live Nation for those. All right. We have one more break coming up, and then we're going to get ready for the weekend together by partying like it's 9 a.m. It's the Mark Cox Morning Show on 97.1 FM.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win, and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. 3. No big contrast. 4. I use it. 5. My mom uses it.
Are you playing me off?
That's what's happening, right? Okay. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Oh, welcome back to the Mark Cox Morning Show. And this is our last segment before we say goodbye for the weekend. Ethan, it was a pleasure working with you this past week.
You too, Ryan. I always enjoy it.
You're just saying that.
No,
you're
I really
just
do.
Saying. Oh, please.
Ask Trisha. I would talk about it all the time.
All the time? Yep. How often is all the
time? Like every time you fill in.
Every the day. Okay, just on the times. So when I'm top of mind. So when I'm not top of mind, I'm dead to you.
Dead to me. I don't even know who you are.
I know. I ask that question all the time. Who am I? What's that one Super Tramp song? Who am I? Logical song. That's me. All right. So there's 3 new toys that have been inducted into the National Toy Hall of Fame. Slime, which is the bane of every parent right now.
Especially if you have carpeting.
Keep that stuff out of your house at all costs. Battleship, classic, and Trivial Pursuit join the Toy Hall of Fame. So we bought a battleship for my kid, and they have like electronic versions, and they've always had like electronic versions, but they make it so stupid complicated anymore. It's the original game is so simple. You have your own little workstation, you open it up like a laptop, you place it, and you actually talk to the person that you're battling with ships. In the electronic ones, you have to set them up, and you got to do this, and you got to punch them in and do this, and then you don't even have to talk to the other person because the machine talks to you. It's so stupid. And if you do anything wrong, it's over. So Slime, for anyone that has adult children and don't have to deal with this anymore, Slime is everywhere. It is like kids see this and they say, I want that. And it gets all over the place. If it gets into your carpet, you're right, over. It gets into the clothes. It gets into, if you're in your car and you get into the upholstery, it's a mess. And if you allow that into your home, you are insane. Like my wife, whenever she sees like these little containers of slime, because they're so popular, like they give them out at school and stuff, she sees that, she'll slap it out of the kids' hands, like dramatically. Slap! Get that out! Just because we know what comes with it. Trivial Pursuit was a fun game. Do you ever play an old Trivial Pursuit from like decades ago and all this, you're like, what are you even talking about? They're referencing pop culture things that happened before you were born. So you almost have to get a recent one for it to work out. And then the battleship, of course, all works out. So if you have those things, just know you're going to see them in the corner aisle of every Walmart, because once they get into the news, people are going to be buying and selling those things. Antonio Brown, he's an ex-NFL star. He left the country over an attempted murder charge. He's been extradited back into the United States from Dubai. Now, this Antonio Brown is a fascinating character when it comes to mental health. There's some problems that he's had. So are you familiar with Antonio Brown as a player and then what happened with all of that?
Yes.
Ethan?
Yes, I am. And he is something, yeah. We'll leave it at that. He is something.
Yep. So I think so. If I remember correctly with the story, he was down in Florida and he fired a gun and someone got hit. Later said, okay, because he discharged this weapon, and basically the cops were looking for him, and he fled the country as opposed to taking the arrest. And he said, yeah, I'm just going to live in Dubai. Well, guess what? Dubai said, we're sending you back. Now he's going to face some consequences, attempted murder. I guess we're going to see less tweets from him in the near future. He's also someone, Antonio Brown, that would not pay, like notoriously not pay people. Like he would hire people to do things for him and then never pay them. And he was just, would do that over and over and over again. So many complaints, like stupid things like, you know, you're stiffing the pizza guy of a couple hundred dollars, or, you know, someone comes over and does landscaping work after you hire them and then you stiff that person. So the question is, does he even have any money left? Dramatic moment where a person collapsed in the Oval Office. That was something that people have been posting. They were doing that one announcement yesterday, the GLP-1 and lowering the drug prices in the Oval Office. Dr. Oz and a lot of other people, RFK Jr. So you had someone collapse during that moment. And Dr. Oz, I guess, went to his rescue immediately. And what I, the thing that I thought was strange about all of this, he passes out, like he loses, like he's standing there and then feels woozy and goes down. So they get him on the floor, and I think it was Dr. Oz lifts his feet up to start pumping him at the knee. And I thought, is that standard protocol when someone passes out? So they're on their back, and someone lifts his legs, bent at the knee, so it's kind of like their legs are elevated, and they start pumping it. Is that what you're supposed to do when someone passes out, Ethan?
I have no idea. I'm going to go no, but don't take my word for that.
All right, hypothetically, you know, we're working in the office, even though we're different locations right now. Hypothetically, I pass out while I'm filling in for Mark Cox one morning, and I go down. Are you lifting my legs and pumping them while I'm on the ground?
No. Don't you remember they used to do that in the old, like, Bugs Bunny commercials when somebody would drown? That's how they would get the water out. They would pump their legs like that. That's the first thing I thought of when you said that.
And it worked.
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm just going to warn you right now, if we're ever in that scenario, please don't pump my legs. Just it'll make things so much worse. I'll be out of it. What's going on? Why are you doing this to me? All right. Congratulations to all the AC/DC winners. Looking forward to Mark Cox being back, and I'm sure he's got some great stories for you to share. Congrats to all our other winners from this week. If you want to find me, at Ryan Recker on Twitter, enjoy your weekend. Thank you for all the help, Ethan.
No problem. Thanks to you, Brian.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.